Justin, first and foremost, how'd you pull up after Friday? That was a pretty extraordinary game, not least of which for the conditions you played in.
Yeah, look, it was pretty hot. I think it was almost as bad as the first game against South here, but the coaches and that gave us yesterday off. We played a bit indoor cricket, so just to freshen us up, and I think the boys had a 20-30 minute run today, so everyone's getting fresh again.
We noted in the commentary that you spent probably the last 10 minutes off the ground icing the hammies. We said it's probably a management thing more than anything else. People seem to get worried as soon as we see a picture of you on the telly with ice on your hamstrings.
Yeah, no, it's just precaution. I think I was a little bit tight during the week, and obviously with the heat the way it was, it just started cramping a little bit, so it's just all precaution. Obviously, the game was we had the game won, so it's just a matter of coming off and not staying out there pushing it too long, which we've done in the past.
Scored plenty of points, which was nice compared to the first 2 weeks, and there was a lot of noise about that after the game, but I'm guessing the coach kept your feet on the ground afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, they picked us apart this morning with our performance. Obviously, it's good to score 44 points, but there's still a lot more in this side we can do. I think we weren't as good as everyone thinks we were. I think obviously as we just got had our general meeting in the morning today, and there's a lot of areas we've still got to work on.
Was there a feeling amongst the group that the points would come? Because there was a lot of criticism about the attack looked disjointed in the first 2 weeks, but you're obviously laying a defensive foundation with the thought that eventually the attack will click.
Oh, look, we've got so many great attacking players. It's always going to happen. But to win comps this year, the teams with the one and two, the best defensive teams, always there to fight it out. So that's what we're trying to build. We're trying to build around our defence, and then when you got guys like Dale Copley, Anthony Milford, and Ben Hunt, and all those guys, Jordan, when Darius comes back, you can score points on quite easily. So we're not too worried about that.
Real pleasing to see a lot of the new faces step up in that game. Adam Blair's not new to the game, but he's new to the club, and he really shouldered a lot of responsibility on Friday night. Anthony Milford came out of his skin a bit, so good to see a couple of new faces stand up and take some responsibility.
Oh, definitely. I think hopefully that gives them a bit more confidence to do that. I think as a side, we can't rely on the same faces to get up and do it. We want those guys who come to this club, and obviously the younger guys coming through and take some pride in stepping up and playing and having some pride in the way they play. So hopefully over the next few weeks they can take a lot of confidence out of that and can keep building.
You mentioned Jordan. He had a brilliant game on Friday night. He's been crueled by so many injuries. He's had a stop start, to his career so far here at the Broncos, and not a great game in the opening round, but seems to have really grown in confidence in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, he has. He's one of those guys who plays with confidence. I think he's building. He's working hard during the week. He's worked hard on his high balls, and the way he runs, he reminds me a bit of Carmo. There's nothing else to do. He just tucks the ball on his wing and just runs back 100 miles an hour at the line. And when someone does that, especially your fullback, it does give the guys a big lift.
That back three is still relatively young, so they're playing with a lot of maturity beyond their years at present.
Oh, definitely. We've got a great young side, and for us older guys, it's a matter of getting around them and helping them with their confidence and making sure they step out of their comfort zone and they want to take the line on and they want to do things that's part of their ability. I think especially Jordan Carr, he's got so much potential and so much ability. You see a train, you want to see him transfer that on the park, and so people can see what he can do.
Benny Hunt was good again on Friday evening, took the ball to the line. It was a lot of what we saw last year from when we had that breakout year. Do you think he realises maybe this year it's incumbent upon him to take his game to another level, given how much we saw of him last season?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously everyone knows what he can do now, so especially when everyone knows you can do, and you sign a new contract and get a bit more money, and obviously he's our main ball player, so we want him taking the line on and challenging a lot. I think when he's doing that, we're a lot better footy side as well, and same as Milf. Milf took the line on a fair bit there. He got through a couple of times, created a few opportunities for us. So when you got those two guys on their game and doing that, we're going to be a good team.
Bit of a blow this week with the news James Covey looks likely to miss the rest of the season. That's tough for him, because he would have been really hungry to get back and repay his teammates after a bit of ill discipline in that first week. And as well as anyone else, the cruel blow that injury can bring to a career.
Yeah, it's tough for him. I think he got operated yesterday, so it's a sad way for him to be out so early, considering the pre-season he had was outstanding. I've never seen a bloke of his size train as hard as he did. I think everything he did, he always tried to lead everything in the weights and obviously on the field. So look, it's a it's a cruel blow this game is, but he'll get the right rehab, mate, and we'll look forward to having him back next year.
You look ahead to the game this week. It's always one of the toughest road trips going across to New Zealand. Do you like going across the day earlier? You know, generally away games to Sydney, you might travel the day before, but acclimatising and getting in a day earlier, probably best for the team?
Yeah, look, it's always good. Especially you've got a young kid at home, so it's good to get out of there early and get a few nights sleep. But I don't mind going over a few days early. I think it's good to get over there and get around the boys and make sure everyone's prepared right.
Always a physical game. You wouldn't expect anything different this Sunday?
Nah, mate. Every time I've played the Warriors in my time, it's never been an easy game. It's always been a physical game where the next morning you know you've been in the battle when you play those blokes. And, they're just a freakish talented team who, their front rowers can offload and, run quicker than probably some of us older blokes, so it's always a tough game when you play them, and I'm pretty sure Sunday will be no different.
It's going to be a great test as well for your young forwards. You've had guys like Jonathan Gowie stepping up off the bench. Jared Wallace is trying to cement a spot in top grade. Josh McGuire always likes to push himself against the best, so the Warriors, in terms of a pack, you don't get much better.
No, you don't get much better. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for our guys. Obviously, we played South, the best team in the comp, and their forwards are big, and we're going to have another tough battle again against these blokes, so it's a good opportunity for our blokes to step up.
Just finally, Justin, Origin's going to be on us really quickly. Yep. Do you think, obviously, a player such as yourself is so experienced in that arena, it's always in the back of your mind? For some players that are maybe on the cusp, players like Josh McGuire and Ben Hunt, do you think they're allowing themselves maybe to just entertain that thought at the back of their head and know that if they continue to put consistent performances together in these opening rounds, they give themselves a chance?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the reason why we play. We played, obviously, to win comps and play Origin and play for Australia or New Zealand or whatever your heritage is. And I think he was pretty close last year, so I know Josh McGuire, I know how he thinks, and it'll be in the back of his mind for sure, probably in the front of it. But look, if he keeps playing the way he is, and then that's all you can do. When you're playing consistent footing the best you can, you leave the selectors no choice but to pick you.
Thanks, Justin. Best of luck for Sunday.
No worries, mate. Anytime.